Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, Jose had done a much better job limiting the home run ball lately. What do you think was the step back today for him?
Yeah, he left pitches over the middle of the plate. You know, I thought that changeup for Tovar on the first inning got too much over the plate and got it up. Obviously a good hitter. And then they were aggressive on the two-seam and the fastball. And then, I thought, you know, he had eight strikeouts, you know. The curveball was good, but every time he left pitches, up in the zone, they made him pay for it.
It's been a pretty eventful first half. Now that it's over, how would you encapsulate the whole thing?
Interesting. we went through a lot, but the guys continue to battle. They continue to show up and continue to believe in themselves, So very proud of them. We're in a better position now, but understanding that we still got ways to go. And, but it's a good feeling. Got to give them credit because they work really, really hard. And, something special going on in that room, we'll reset the next 4 days, and then we'll be ready to go on Friday.
Tim?
What's running through your mind is that Alvarez line drive travels and travels and travels.
Yeah, we had a good feeling, and he says a lot about your team, about the offense. When we got down like that, and I never thought we were out of the game, and we put pressure in the seventh, I think it was, with two on, nobody on, or in the eighth. It's a good feeling, even though that, we got down a few runs, you could still feel you can come back. And even in the last inning, the last three innings, we continue to put pressure, we continue to create traffic, and Alvarez hit that ball, and the guys did a good job today creating traffic and putting together some good at-bats.
Guys in the dugout when you guys are starting to come back a little bit?
There's always a good feeling, It's the feeling in the dugout is we're never out of the game, that we just need to get a couple of guys on, and we can always get right back in games, Two-run homer, three-run homer, you get back and within a couple, you still got a chance because of our ability to control the strike zone, get on base, and guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark or guys that can put the ball in play with runners in scoring position. So, there's always a good feeling there.
Manny?
What can you say about what Jose Iglesias has meant to this team?
Yeah, I feel like, every day we're saying something about this guy, Another great day today. His ability to put the ball in play, two-strike approach, it's a tough at-bat, and then the defense, not only at second base, at third base today, a couple of great defensive plays, the energy, the passion, the care. There's a lot to like about Jose right now, and he's having a great year so far.
Tim?
As a team, you guys have done such a good job suppressing the home run for the first 3 months of the year. Is there any concern for you the way they've gone out of the park against you this month?
No, not really. I mean, look, we're facing some good teams with good hitters. During the summer, the balls want to travel. And when you're leaving balls, because we're done the same thing, we can hit the ball out of the ballpark. We've been hitting a lot of homers as well. So I think it comes down to, sometimes you want to get ahead and you get ambushed. And then, sometimes you hang a breaking ball or you hang a changeup, and then they're going to make you pay. But I'm not worried.
Abby?
What do you think the key kind of takeaway for this team has been over the first half?
The quality of the people, the quality of the players, and how much they care. And I think they continue to push each other. And they, their willingness to get better every day. They're not satisfied. Even though, we're playing a lot better the past month or so, there's still room for improvement, and they know and they feed off that. So there's a lot to like about what's going on with that group.
What do you think it would mean for Senga to that group, for Senga to come back in the second half?
Huge, huge. He's, they saw it last year, He's a big piece of this team, and we've been missing him the whole year. And I just briefly got a report that, you know, he went 4 2/3 and it looked good. Now we have to wait and see how he's going to respond the next couple of days and see what the next step will be. But, yeah, everybody's looking forward to getting back here.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.